podcast is brought to you by basicblogging.info.
How to ping your blog. First, what is pinging? Simply put, it's a way of letting everyone else know that you've got new stuff on your blog. After all, if you forget to update for a week, people will get tired of going there to read the old stuff over and over again. Eventually, they'll forget about you. But if you ping, they will be notified that your blog has been updated, and so will know that they're not wasting their time. Even if you don't forget to update your content, people still like to know when the new stuff is there. Pinging will tell them. Pinging also alerts the search engines that you have new content on your blog. Search engines just love new content, so they'll send their little spiders to your site pronto. This will help keep your blog in the forefront of the news, so to speak. Pinging is a bit like waving a flag to attract everyone's attention. In this case, it attracts them to your blog or website. So when you ping, you'll increase your traffic, sometimes dramatically. How does it work and who invented it? Mike Moose invented the ping tool in 1983 to see if network connections were intact and find out if certain computers were operating. Why is ping called ping? Ping works by sending a small amount of information to an IP address and waiting to see if it bounces back, rather like a submarine using sonar waves that bounce back. This is why it is named ping, after the sound of a submarine's sonar. Another reason for the name, according to some, is that it's the acronym for Packet Internet Groper, since it sends out a small packet of code over the internet. There are various ways to ping your blog. The best way is to sign up for one of the many ping services like Ping-O-Matic, King Ping, Ping-Goat, Auto-Pinger, Google Blog Search Ping Service, or many others. But only sign up to one of them, because they mostly ping the same places. Once you have registered with a pinging service, you usually have only to add the URL to your blog and click Submit. In some cases, you have to tick some boxes, but it's quite straightforward and you can go ahead and tick them all. If there are specialized fields to tick, make sure that they are relevant to your topic. There may be an automatic ping feature on your blog, in which case you won't need to register with a ping service. If you want, you can download Blog Blaster software from softpedia.com. That will allow you to automatically ping various blog search engines. It's free unless your blog is used commercially.
For more information about blogging, why not visit our website at www.basicblogging.info. That's www.basicblogging.info. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us again soon.